Welcome back, folks, for another 2023 movie review catch-up. Fell behind on some of our reviews this year, but we are back.
Way behind.
Yeah, a little bit. This one I'm interested to hear. And all these reviews have been Dave seeing them. I have been so behind on my movie watching. But hey, I host this show, so I...
Co-host?
You know...
we're pulling rank here.
Who else?
Am I a permanent guest? How would you describe me? My relationship to the show.
Man, it didn't come out the way it was supposed to. I need you to just calm down. Yes, you're the co-host. I'm a co-host. We're both. What is this, like Michael and Jim co-manager? I also have been promoted to co-manager.
Who's handling the bigger
my
picture?
Point
who's
of
handling
saying
the day to day?
My point of saying it was I deal with the big picture stuff.
I'm day to day.
My point slash. Of saying it is because you've seen all these movies, and I want to retain my critic status. So I thought if I'm a host of a review podcast,
oh, I see. Yeah,
you know, I'll just have you know Dave watch the movies for me, and then I can call myself a movie critic. No, I watch movies too, guys. Stay tuned. I'm gonna have reviews too. Anyway, Dave's butthurt that I called myself a host. I'm very interested to hear your thoughts on Flora and Son because I know you're a big fan of John Carney. That's his name, right? John Carney?
Yeah, I thought you were too before that comment.
Oh my God. he is nitpicking everything I'm saying. What is happening right now?
Well, I am a
fan of his. I'm just saying, I'm calling you a fan. Just because I called you a fan of John Carney doesn't mean I'm not a fan.
That's true.
I could say, I know you're a fan of The Godfather. Does that mean I'm not a fan of The Godfather?
No.
Yes.
That's true.
Thank you.
But it'd be like,
man, you're snippy right now.
We'd be like, well, we both like hot dogs, right? So it'd be like, well, I know you like, well, Ben, you like hot dogs. Well, as someone as I've heard that likes hot dogs.
This just went off the rails, didn't it?
No, it's gone. I don't know what happened. But what was interesting about this film is that you asked me before we started, you asked me the name of the movie again. Which is Flora and Son. And I think that's an immediate problem for the success of the film, which is it's a very hard to understand name.
Yeah.
But yes, I am a John Carney fan. He basically makes musical movies. That's kind of they're not musicals, I don't think, but
yeah,
music-heavy films.
For those who don't know, he did Once, he did Sing Street, he did Begin Again.
Begin Again, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he's very
those are three movies heavy. That you and I love. Mm-hmm. And we did I think we only did once maybe on the pod, but I think we love all those movies. And so this is the latest iteration of called Flora and Son. What I like about John Carney is he is thoroughly Irish. 100% Irish. These are Irish stories about Irish people, and I think that's cool to go in and just get these very and he tells very human stories. And stories about the creative process, the musical creative process, the inspiration that drives people to create really catchy music. And there's always good songs in all of these films that he makes. There's always something catchy where you're singing along. There's going to be an emotional beat that draws you in based because the storytelling and the music, you're like, this is awesome. I cry in every film of his that I see. He always gets me in the feels, happy, sad, all of it. And so I love John Carney. I love the style. There's not a lot of people who make movies like this. And this one it's just another iteration of it. This one is a small one. It's interesting. It's kind of a divorced mom who's got a wayward teenage son, and it's their story of essentially kind of reconnecting. She's a bad mom. He's a bad son. He's getting in trouble. She's kind of like not doing right by him. It's about them. She starts learning music remotely with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who lives in LA. They're kind of doing a Zoom thing to learn how to play the guitar.
Right.
The movie does this really creative thing where they start connecting on an emotional and creative level. And then he starts, rather than being in Zoom, he starts appearing like in real life.
Ooh.
So he's Joseph like Gordon there Levitt with it. Does? Yeah, he oh, does. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they do this. It's kind of neat because it's really just telling that when people have, it's about connection. And so when I feel, even we might be like across the country, but if we're connecting on a level, either emotionally, songwriting, whatever, it feels like you're in the room with me. So the movie just does that.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. So, it is interesting.
So he isn't actually in the room with him. It's just like kind of an artist thing, like an art thing. Like
exactly. It feels
like he, okay, that's cool. I like that. Mm-hmm.
So it just, yeah. So it just puts him like on screen as if he's there. And so it's really the story of a mom and a son coming together through music.
Do you know, was this released in theaters?
I don't know. I saw it on
all his movies are very indie.
Oh no, it's just Apple Apple TV.
Oh, Apple TV. Man, you're doing a lot of Apple TV reviews. We did BlackBerry, we did
yeah,
other ones. was the creator ones, so. Apple TV?
No, that was out in theater.
Oh, you mentioned Tetris, which I think is
yeah, that was another Apple one. Yeah.
This definitely, I like this premise, and I like that whole art thing that you spoiled for me with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So like Sing Street, Begin Again, Once. Where would you rank this with all four of these?
I would put it behind. I think Once is the GOAT.
Greatest really. Of all time. That is what yeah. Saints were, guys.
And Sing Street is better. This would be ahead of Begin Again.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because I didn't love Levine with the Maroon 5 guy.
Yeah.
All that much. He didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
The music is good, but I didn't like him as an actor.
It was the least indie of all his movies, too. Like, it wasn't as raw.
It almost hurt him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because Sing Street, yeah, again, it had that super Irish. Well, I guess yeah. Once was too, but Sing Street, yeah, that was
super Irish. Yeah, I guess you're right. Begin Again was less Irish. Yeah, that was more of a Hollywood story. Mm-hmm. This one is back to Irish roots. I would just, you know, if I could watch, I'll just say, John Carney, I'll watch anything you make. Yeah. You just tell stories like this. I love them. I come away with a smile, feeling inspired, hearing great music. Love it. This is just so like, I love being able to, I love that we watch his stuff and love it. And
well,
and
he's and very, it. He takes his time. It seems like with his movies, Once 2007, Begin Again 2013, Sing Street 2016, Florence in 2023. So like, he's almost like a Tarantino of music films. You know,
I don't know why it would take so long with these low budget.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why, but obviously
he cares about quality.
He does. It's, he does. Yeah,
he's not a Woody Allen coming out with one every year. Man, we're mentioning Woody Allen too much in our
we have episodes. Today. Yeah, but this one it kind of culminates in a just like most of these movies, it culminates these style culminates in a performance, and what feels a little bit cheesy is actually quite charming and authentic.
Is it a feel good movie?
It's feel good, yeah, because you, yeah, and I love the fact that the mom doesn't want to be a mom and doesn't like her kid and realizes she's a bad mom, and the kid kind of realizes he's a bad son, and then they have to find peace with that, and they do, and they do it through music, yeah. And I love that.
Awesome. No, yeah, definitely. As I've said with every review you've done so far, I will be checking it out. Maybe not Gran Turismo. I don't know. I don't have time for a car movie. All right. all right. So yeah, Florence on John Carney. If you're a John Carney fan, definitely check it out.
And if you're not, go be a John Carney fan.
What are you waiting for? Be a John Carney fan. Once they did Falling Slowly, Oscar winning song. Come on. But appreciate you seeing movies for us, Dave, and keeping our critic status alive. All right, folks. We'll catch you on our next review. We'll